Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is with us this evening. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening, Jack.
Well, with the Chinese premier in town, we wanted to have a bit of a focus on China this evening. And just how important is China to New Zealand?
Well, it's interesting. You're finding that people are becoming more interested in China. I've just done an investment tour of the country, and there's three major questions: Donald Trump, Brexit, and China. China certainly is of interest to most New Zealand investors.
A large number of New Zealand companies are expanding their exports into China.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, it is our major export destination by a long way. It's well ahead of Australia. The dairy industry and the meat industry are expanding into their exports into the country. And, of course, as far as visitor numbers are concerned, China is now clearly in second position behind Australia. So it's becoming increasingly important to us from an economic point of view.
You know, I was actually pretty surprised by that. 400,000 Chinese visit New Zealand every year. That should be increasing with the number of flights every week between China and New Zealand going up by 11 flights a week. I wouldn't have been terribly surprised if China had been doing even better than 400,000 a year on those numbers, to be perfectly honest. But what's happening with the Chinese economy at the moment? Is growth slowing or picking up?
Well, the interesting thing, they have their equivalent of the Davos conference. They have it in Hainan Island, and they held it there last week, and it was incredibly upbeat, much more optimistic than it had been the year before. And there's two reasons for that. One of all, the government is spending a huge amount of money on infrastructure, high-speed trains, airports, and subways. As you know, the original kind of boom was occurred by all the apartments that were built in the cities, but they're now building the infrastructure. But the second thing is the fall-off from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is kind of becoming America first, closed up the doors to America, and China is now filling in that gap, wanting to become the world leader in terms of trade. So it's really going out there, and we saw that in New Zealand this week with the premier here, trying to create new trade links with countries all over the world.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Especially if we can pimp out this FTA agreement. It could be worth about $30 billion a year, two-way trade between New Zealand and China. But what are international economic forecasters saying about the Chinese economy at the moment? Can they sustain this level of growth?
Yeah, it's becoming more optimistic. Remember, there was a growth of around 10%. It was 6.7% last year. But the OECD came out 2 weeks ago and increased their forecast for the current year by 0.2%, to take it up to about 6.9%. And China is very important because it represents 30% of all global economic growth at the moment. So when China does well, the rest of the world does well. Yeah. And you're having both an upbeat forecast internally and externally as far as China is concerned.
So you'd be pretty pleased with the agreements that Premier Li signed with us this week?
Well, a lot of them are pretty small. I mean, the key one was that they were going to open negotiations to try to expand the current free trade agreement. So most of the ones, including the increase in flights between here and China, were fairly small. But an indicator that China wants to be the leader in terms of global growth and global trade, and therefore it's coming to these agreements with countries like New Zealand that they prefer to go into talks and let's expand the trade between the two countries. So it's not so much what was announced this week as the expectation of what could occur in the future.
Yeah, and those negotiations set to begin in about a month's time. Thanks, as always, for your time and insight, Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. Right now it's 6:20.